We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
You are so quick, man. You eat so fast. Hey, take it easy, huh? So.
Hello and welcome, valuable viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world.
For all Astra and Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponders, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Astra at 19.2 degrees east, transponder 1068, frequency 11778, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 92, frequency 12558, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Astra and Hotbird transponders starting September 1st, 2011. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponders. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Astra and Hotbird transponders at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sagunsalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guacheta, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guacheta TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, in Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialiang Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. and in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotdor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Kalibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Amphoe Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an American company plans to have flying cars on the market by 2016. In animal news, endangered parrots increase in numbers at Puerto Rican nature reserves. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 23rd, respected Indigenous Australian activist Miss Margaret or Liladia Elizabeth Tucker is remembered. She was born in 1904 in Werongestan Mission, New South Wales, Australia, and passed away on this day in 1996. Miss Tucker was an advocate for Aboriginal rights and in 1932 co-founded the Australian Aborigines League. In the 1960s, Miss Tucker was influential in establishing the United Council of Aboriginal and Islander Women. Later, she became the first Indigenous woman to be chosen to the Aborigines Welfare Board and the Ministry of Aboriginal Affairs. May loving work like that of Miss Margaret or Liladia Elizabeth Tucker's continue to highlight the importance of ensuring equal liberties for all people.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Chinghai International Association relief news update from the Philippines. Tropical storm knocked tens intensification at the end of July brought rain, floods, and landslides to northeastern regions, claiming at least 52 lives and damaging or destroying over 6,000 homes. Entire villages were isolated in Albay, Camarines Sur, Camarines Norte, and Katangdu Anas provinces.
There's so many people lost their houses, so it's so very sad to say.
Expressing her sorrowful prayers and love, Supreme Master Chinghai donated $10,000 for emergency aid and asked our nearby association members to render help to those most in need. This amount could acquire $135,000 in urgent necessities if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines. Covering their own travel expenses of $3,520, our association's relief teams in the Philippines and from Formosa or Taiwan on August 5th traveled to Albay province where people had perished and over 110,000 families were afflicted.
At least 16 people died across the province. This disruption or the increasing intensity as well as the frequency of these severe weather patterns can only be attributed to climate change.
With the cooperation of provincial officials, supplies of rice, sugar, seasonings, and soap were purchased and packed for 3,800 families. With the assistance of a military team, who also kindly provided four trucks, the materials were delivered to the various villages, along with SOS flyers about the veg solution to climate change. In addition, a cash donation was made to help a flooded school obtain urgent necessities.
In behalf of my constituents in our town, we are very glad and thankful to the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Salamat po.
With gratefulness for the help of the Philippine officials and military members, our thanks also goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving aid and our association's relief team for their caring efforts. May such tragic events be minimized through our gentler regard for all fellow beings on the planet.
More than a million affected by Thai flooding. As of Sunday, August 21st, the death toll from past week's rain and flooding rose to 32 as several more people lost their lives after rivers overflowed in Thailand's north and northeastern regions. The Public Health Ministry reported that over 25,000 people have been treated for flood-related illnesses, with tens of thousands of hectares of agricultural lands damaged as well. 12 of the 28 provinces previously declared as disaster areas remain in critical condition, with flash flood warnings also being issued in 8 central provinces along the Chao Phraya River. The nation's electricity generating authority, meanwhile, stated that a huge influx of water is expected from 2 major dams that are close to reaching capacity. On Monday, Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat instructed that urgent measures be carried out to assist the relief efforts, including an increase in the disaster relief budget and the creation of a center to coordinate efforts.
Upon hearing of the initial flood disasters, Supreme Master Ching Hai on August 8th had offered $15,000 for urgent necessities, an amount that could obtain $82,000 in aid if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Thailand. With all her love and prayers, she requested that our local association members please check with local officials and to go, if possible, to offer assistance to the most vulnerable.
Our thankfulness for Prime Minister Shinawat's efforts to ease the conditions of the storm-afflicted, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving aid. We pray for the soon resuming of the Thai people's regular daily lives, and that such distressing conditions are lessened with our more benevolent care of the environment.
Earthquake shake Papua New Guinea and Indonesia. A 5.8 magnitude tremor jolted West New Britain province in Papua New Guinea on Sunday, August 21st, its epicenter 98 kilometers east of the provincial capital, Kimby. In the early hours of Monday, a quake of magnitude 5.0 struck off the west coast of northern Sumatra, Indonesia, 102 kilometers southwest of Banda Aceh. The tremors fortunately resulted in no immediate reports of damage or injuries.
We are relieved at the safety of those in the quake-hit regions and pray that potential dangers such as these may be quickly alleviated through our kinder, earth-stabilizing ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring
worse
right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And that
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
A puppy's heart. I'm just a teeny pup, but my love's overflowing with full devotion to my caretaker. For my whole life, I'll never waver. Thank you for your generosity, looking after my humble life, giving me yum-yum food and refreshing drinks, a soft mattress plus cozy blankets. In my heart, you alone exist, my idol and master for life. Every day, waiting by the gate and guarding to keep you safe at night. Oh, how lovely you are, my eyes on you dwell forever. Your hands gentle and soothing brighten up my very being. I love you beyond expression. When you're gone, I feel misery. I love you till eternity. If in your place I should have to die, in the end, I would still smile happily. Oh, how I love you so. Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 519.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. People across the world continue in efforts to ensure the highest civil liberties and democratic principles for themselves and fellow residents as they gather in countries such as Israel, Lebanon, Libya, Palestine, Syria, and Yemen.
Israel and Palestine. Palestinian negotiators for the Hamas group in Gaza and their Israeli counterparts reached a truce on Monday, August 22nd, to end 5 days of retaliatory attacks, which resulted in 30 deaths in just the past few days.
Libya, as revolutionary activists were able to assume control of nearly all of the capital, Tripoli, on Sunday, they also arrested the eldest son, Mohammed, of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Also on Sunday, global leaders called on Colonel Gaddafi to officially surrender in the best interest and safety of fellow citizens. Meanwhile, the Red Cross Society of China has sent 90 tons of emergency relief aid, including rice, cooking oil, and medicine, to aid the Libyan people.
Syria. In a televised interview Sunday, President Bashar al-Assad reiterated plans to institute reforms as he rejected calls from the international community to resign. Meanwhile, Al Jazeera News reported from witnesses in the northern town of Kafr Tahrir that government forces began raiding homes very early on Sunday, with nearly 200 arrested as people were publicly beaten and then blindfolded and taken away. Two protesters in Daraa were also reportedly killed, and the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights stated that more than 60 people had died in the province of Homs since Friday.
In deep sorrow for those who have perished or suffer from injuries, we pray that all turmoil may subside, for people in every nation to choose to live side by side in security and freedom as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, if the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will.
Thơ buồn từ năm lên tám tuổi, chiến tranh làm con người già quá rồi, nhưng không hẳn là sớm khôn ngoan. Đạn bom làm cho tuổi trẻ lụn tan, cũng như khiến đất màu khô cằn hoang phế. Khi sắc màu kéo dài bao thế hệ, con người bơ phờ vì thiếu niềm vui, sợ sẽ khóc ngày mai dù nay tối đang cười, sợ chết chóc dù còn hơi thở vội, sợ mùa xuân chỉ mang màu tang trời, sợ người thân sẽ một thoáng bỏ mình, sợ hãi hùng đen tối của ngục hình khi ngưng chiến dù bên nào thắng trận. Ôi đất nước âm u đầy thù hận, hãy vững vai như phủ đồng thiên vương, hãy đập tan lòng tranh chấp ghen hờn, hãy can đảm xa lìa bóng tối, hãy đánh ngã lòng ham danh hão lời, hãy đốt tiêu những tà thuyết ngông cuồng. Lẽ vãi gì làm đổ máu rơi xương, lý tưởng nào mà nhà tan cửa nát. Anh nghĩ vậy, tôi có quyền nghĩ khác. Ta luận bàn với ngôn ngữ của con người. Loài thú cầm còn bao bọc giống nòi, sao nhân loại tay sặc mùi máu bằng. Nếu các ngài là anh hùng dũng cảm, hãy oái phong từ chiến thắng chính mình. Tự nhiên rồi thế giới sẽ hòa bình, và ta đem thuốc súng làm pháo đỏ. Để xuân về ta đốt vang đường ngõ, vui trẻ già trong áo mới xanh sang. Nụ cười tươi lại nở tựa hoa vàng. Ta đem nụ thủy tiên mừng đời mời. Đây là điều đơn giản mà người dân hằng mong đợi.
Let peace be here now.
Save our planet. Findings of a study by scientists from the International Union for Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, released in mid-August 2011, reveal that hunting and other human activities has left a full 20% of all mammals at risk of extinction, with many other species also in danger of rapid declines.
Save Our Planet, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, reported that as of August 2011, 9 weather disasters across the nation had caused over $1 billion U.S. dollars in damage, which, as the highest on record thus far, is revealing an increasing impact of climate change-related disasters.
Save Our Planet. After swimming in a public outdoor area, 16-year-old Courtney Nash of Florida, USA, succumbed to a brain infection caused by an organism that thrives in warm waters, prompting officials to issue water warnings on August 13, 2011, during an extreme heat wave.
Warning news. In mid-August 2011, the Formosan or Taiwanese Department of Health turns away shipments of beef from the U.S. after discovering residues of the drug ractopamine, a tissue-altering substance banned due to its harmful effects in 160 nations.
Hi there, I'm Caring the Kangaroo, here with my sweet son, baby Joey.
We love a delicious vegan diet. Today, we have a tip on safety preparations for potential earthquakes.
As a precaution, you can anchor electronics such as computers, televisions, and similar items with heavy-duty Velcro to keep them secure.
You should be able to purchase this at your local hardware store.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the World Wide Weather. in the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Norway. The second annual Oslo Vegetar Festival was a big success. Over 1,200 people attended this happy occasion, which featured lectures and animal-free cooking courses, as well as numerous exhibits. Our association members, including Loving Hut Oslo, also hosted stands serving delicious plant-based meals. Loving Hut is a global family of restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai to offer healthy and flavorful fare to the growing numbers of individuals choosing the diet of kindness. In addition, complimentary copies of Supreme Master Qinghai's vital book, From Crisis to Peace, and SOS flyers and DVDs were distributed to attendees. Our gratitude, organizers of Oslo Vegetar Festival, for your continued commitment to promoting compassionate practices. May all soon choose the vegan way for a world of peaceful tomorrows.
In technology news, flying cars could be coming soon. The Terrafugia transition by the United States-based company Terrafugia received clearance for the passenger aircraft from the U.S. Department of Transportation. It is a 650-kilogram vehicle with retractable wings and can be driven up to 105 kilometers per hour and flown at top speeds of 185 kilometers per hour. Folding up the wings takes just 15 seconds for the carbon fiber vehicle. It can be airborne for over 800 kilometers on a tank of fuel and requires 20 hours of training to fly. Aviation experts expect it to be available by 2016. What an amazing invention, and congratulations, Terrafugia. We look forward to seeing you in the air. Up next on Noteworthy News, the beautiful Puerto Rico parrot is increasing in numbers. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. Stay tuned for more spectacular news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, for find news for an elegant world. In animal news, endangered parrots at Puerto Rican nature reserves increase in numbers. An estimated 60 to 95 of the brightly colored avian species named the Puerto Rican parrot live in Rio Abajo Nature Preserve and a center in El Yunque. Each facility, which has scientists helping to find the conditions which are most conducive for the parrots to reproduce, has reported an unprecedented 40 new chicks in 2011. This is considered very significant for the intelligent birds, who once numbered approximately 1 million, but almost disappeared by the late 1960s. The beautiful avians are known to mate for life and prefer to nest in cavities of trees and other natural elements. Congratulations, Puerto Rican parrots, on your enhanced population. Thank you also, scientists, for your dedicated assistance. May all exquisite avian messengers of the divine flourish in safety and happiness, evermore enriching our world with splendor and grace.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Balinese, entitled, How Old?
Amongken dadi tuane anake anil kadange diwarse siu 906 dase. Anak dua. Muani apa lo?
And now for our viewers' heartline on Music of Happiness with Nigerian master drummer Razaghi Aladukun on Enlightening Entertainment. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
This is such a wonderful program. Great drumming and information. Awesome. And it shows there is no way but constant practice from early childhood if one wants to achieve notable great things. Thanks for producing this, and love to you all. Ayan from Germany.
Amiable Ayan, thank you for your enthusiastic message. Master drummer Razaghi Aladukun's incredible music gives us an enthralling glimpse into the wonderful culture of Nigeria. Heaven's blessings to you and all the kind-hearted people of Germany.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on the screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven endow you with compassion for all beings.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As part of efforts toward peaceful reconciliation in Myanmar or Burma, Burmese Nobel laureate and pro-democracy leader Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi meets for the first time with President Thein Sein.
In accordance with an earlier pledge to restore the nation's moral standards and prosperity, Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara instructs cabinet ministers to sign a new code of ethics that will ensure increased government integrity and accountability.
At age 13, Aidan Dwyer of New York, USA, designs a solar panel configuration based on a complex mathematics principle that resembles the shape of a tree with branches, which is more efficient in collecting the sun's rays, as well as both attractive and practical for limited space situations.
Kuwaiti news agency Kuna reports that the charitable organization Direct Aid Kuwait, working in Sudan, has been preparing daily iftar meals and distributed bags containing basic necessities for some 50,000 people during the holy month of Ramadan.
Ecuadorian Housing and Urban Development Minister Alter Solis reports that the government has constructed 210,000 homes over the past 4 years for primarily disadvantaged citizens, with plans to completely eliminate a housing deficit by 2020.
In cooperation with an internationally recognized goal, the British government announces the launch of a global campaign to dispel myths about the curative powers of the rhino horn, hoping to halt its illegal trade and save the vulnerable animals.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.